Well, it's a story that's been ongoing since the 1960s. That's when mercury was dumped upstream from Grassy Narrows by a pulp mill in Dryden. The symptoms of mercury poisoning in two First Nations in the area are now so persuasive they seem normal to people there. Difficulty in doing up zippers or buttons, not being able to tell hot or cold by touch. These are some of the surprising conclusions in a new report from Japanese experts in the health impacts of mercury. This week, Dr. Masanari Haneda is delivering the preliminary results of medical testing done 2 years ago in Grassy Narrows and Wobsamung First Nations. The CBC's Jody Porter talked with Dr. Haneda in Grassy Narrows about the latest results.
I work with and about Minamata disease from 40 years. Latest findings is very surprising. Most population of Grassy Narrows and Wobsamung, they have the sensory disturbance, which is a typical sign of mercury poisoning. It is hard to say now, at this moment, if they have the Minamata disease or not, but it is clear for us, even young population, 20s or 30s, they have the health problem. If one person has a problem, he can say, yes, I have the problem. But if 95% of population have the same problem, for them it is normal. But for us who do the research from long time in Japan, it is not normal. I insist the Grassy Narrows people and Wobsamung people were affected by mercury poisoning. The cases are the mild case of mercury poisoning, which must be distinguished by the Japanese case. In Japan, they have the very severe case. In Canada, in the two community, at least I can say, the most of the case is a rather mild case, but the difficulty in the everyday life is the same.
Why are the results surprising?
Two things. One, usually in the population non-affected by mercury, you find 2 or 3% by the population have the sensory disturbance. But here, 90 or 95% of people have the problem. This is higher than Minamata. Second is even in the younger generation, teens, 20s, 30s, they have the same problem of sensory disturbance. I cannot say exactly why. Maybe there is a mercury in their diet, or their after effect of 20 or 30 years. I cannot say exactly, but it is not normal to find this sign in the young generation. Then we feel the more precise investigation to define the reason why they have this problem.
The report says you would welcome more collaboration with Canadian researchers. Mm. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Because the first time Japanese team came here 40 years ago, and from this moment till now, we came 5 or 6 times with medical team. we never met the Canadian doctors. They need the Canadian doctors who live in Canada, who live in Ontario, they can come here to look their life, to the, their disease, and who can do the testing, etc. Second point is, in the Japanese team, there are several experts of mercury poisoning or Minamata disease. They have 100 and 100 cases. And in Canada, I don't think there are many medicine doctors, physicians, who can see, who can diagnose the Minamata disease. Donc, I propose in my paper to do the research to the, in collaboration with Japanese doctors for sharing our experience. This collaboration can bring more exact evidence of this incident.
Thank you for talking to me.
Dr. Masanira Hanada, and speaking there at the CBC's Jody Porter about the preliminary results of medical testing done 2 years ago in Grassy Narrows and Wabsamung First Nation. If you want to find out more about this story, go to our website, cbc.ca/Thunder Bay.